Good afternoon. My name is Eugene Brusilovsky, and this study is actually very closely tied to what Steve was presenting earlier. It is a study that I've been working on with my supervisor at Temple University Collaborative on Community Integration, Dr. Mark Salzer. And the title of the presentation is Perceived Community Resource Availability Among Individuals with Psychiatric Disabilities. And here we're going to be showing some preliminary results from the study. I also want to thank our sponsor. It is the same sponsor as Steve was talking about. It is the Temple University Collaborative on Community Inclusion. It is a rehabilitation research and training center that's funded by the National Institute on Disability and Rehabilitation Research. Oops. We have no disclosures, so I'm going to go on. The aims of this study are, of this presentation at this point, are twofold. First of all, we want to develop and present results from a new measure which helps us look at the perceived ratings of importance of various community amenities among individuals with serious mental illnesses. We are going to be looking at the importance and use of these resources by this group of individuals with psychiatric disabilities. And we're also going to be showing the results that we obtained. The conceptual framework that we follow is presented on this slide. We are hypothesizing that having community resources in the neighborhood would be associated with greater participation in activities that are associated with those resources. And there's actually some research that supports this, namely the paper from 2007 by Wong, Polaroma, and Tenniel. We also believe that community integration and participation are considered to be very core elements of the recovery process. And lastly, we're looking at the availability of desired resources. In other words, opportunities for assessing resources that are deemed important by individuals with psychiatric disabilities are going to be what is going to lead to greater community participation and in turn to better psychosocial outcomes such as greater symptom reduction, greater well-being, and greater recovery. So the index that we're presenting is actually adapted considerably from a New Zealand study, from an index presented in a New Zealand study by Witten, Exeter, and Field. It is known as the Community Resource Accessibility Index, which I will refer to as simply as the CRAI. And this index has a list of 47 different resources. And for each of those resources, we ask the respondents to the index to indicate the following information. First of all, we ask whether or not they have the resource in their neighborhood. And for the purpose of the study, we define the neighborhood as something within 15 minutes walking or 5 minutes driving from their house. And this is simply a yes or no question. Then we follow up asking, if they have the resource, then how often do they use it? And we ask this on a 5-point scale, 1 being never, 5 being more than weekly. Then if not, we ask how often they would use it if they did have it in their neighborhood. Again, the same scale is used, the 5-point scale, 1 being never, 5 being more than weekly. And then we conclude with asking about the importance of the resource. And this is a 4-point scale, 1 being not at all, and 4 being very important. The CRAI has 7 domains. The 47 items are Each one of the items is put into one of the 7 domains. The first one is sport and recreational facilities. So this would be anything from stadiums to gyms to pools. The second one is religious, social, and cultural facilities. So it would include things like various community organizations. It would include things like churches and religious organizations. The third domain would be restaurants and stores. So this would include general restaurants, cafes, coffee shops, ice cream shops, malls, department stores, supermarkets, whatnot. Public transportation is the fourth. Then we ask about vocational services and educational facilities. So that would be employment services and universities and colleges, vocational schools. The sixth is personal services, which would include banks, post offices, and dry cleaners, laundry facilities, etc. And then we conclude with the 7th domain, which is the health facilities. And these are anything from hospitals to offices of mental health providers to community mental health centers to simply doctors' offices. We administered the index to 119 individuals, all of whom had serious mental illnesses, so they were also diagnosed with affective or schizophrenia spectrum disorders, just like in Steve's study. And respondents were all Philadelphia residents, and all of them were receiving services at one of the two community mental health centers in Philadelphia. On this slide, we're going to present some of the results. And basically, there were, once again, 47 resources. And we considered resources that were more important to be resources which, on average, had scores of 3.0 or above, 3.0 being somewhat important and 4 being very important. The scale is presented on the bottom over here. Once again. So we saw that the resources that were really considered to be most important were supermarkets, various offices of health providers, basically health-related resources, and transportation. Some other important amenities were stores in general, restaurants, malls. But the next slide presents resources that were considered less important. And here, we're basically including resources with importance ratings below 3.0, so basically ratings that are less than somewhat important on average. And here we see a lot of recreational amenities, things like public sports fields or playgrounds, museums, historical sites, parks, sports stadiums. We also see exercise amenities and gyms here. And the least important amenities are bars and stores selling alcohol. So basically any stores or restaurants serving or selling alcohol would be the least important as rated by individuals with serious mental illness. Oops, how do I give it back? Sorry, how do I go back? Is there a...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Sorry about that. And then we have a slide reporting resource use. So basically, their use is on a 5-point scale, one being never and 5 being more than weekly. And the resource use, here we see that transportation is considered to be the most widely used resource, then followed with various stores and supermarkets. And we have restaurants as well. And just like with the importance, bars, taverns, and stores selling alcohol are the least used resources as reported by individuals with serious mental illnesses. What we do here is we break down the importance by whether or not the individuals have the resource in their neighborhood. And we are looking at whether or not individuals who have the resource consider the amenity to be more or less important than those who don't have it and have it nearby. We saw that there were no significant differences for 38 out of 47 resources, and there were significant differences for 9 different resources, all of which are presented on the slide. And we found that individuals who do have the resource consider it to be more important than those who don't. And this, the p-value and the t-test is presented in the right column here. Then we also looked at the same thing for use. Basically, we looked at the actual use of the resource by individuals who had the resource in the neighborhood, and we compared that to the hypothetical use of the resource by the individuals who didn't have the resource in the neighborhood. And we found no significant differences with the exception of the 9 resources that we have on this slide. For all of them, individuals who didn't have the resource in the neighborhood reported higher use than individuals who did have the resource. So people who didn't have the resource said that they would use the resource more often than what the actual use was for those who did have it. And basically, this probably means that people overestimate the use of a resource. In other words, if they actually do have it, they don't use it as much as they think they would. This scale does have a number of GIS applications. The first one you saw in Steve's presentation. We selected the important resources, the resources that were considered important based on the data that are presented here for the paper that Steve presented. The second one is basically something of an inter-method reliability study. So we could basically use the knowledge of individuals' knowledge of what is present in their communities and compare that to to data that is available on locations of community amenities, and we can see if there's some relationship or high correlation between those methods. And finally, as far as we know, this is the first study that looked at which community resources are important to people with serious mental illnesses. The results will hopefully enable us to look at how the use and importance of these resources will serve as predictors of various psychosocial outcomes, whether they be symptoms, recovery, or well-being. And we hope to eventually administer the CRAE to a normative population, basically to get data and see whether people without mental illnesses consider the same resources important, and whether they use the same resources to a similar extent as individuals with psychiatric disabilities. And we can actually employ this scale, we can employ the CRAE for various disabilities, and we're happy to discuss using this for different disability groups. Thank you very much.